Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Crossover! Oh, killer crossover!
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
Time for the crossover powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. Josh and Nick are here. John is on the sun.
Oh my gosh!
It is bright, John. Man.
Jeez!
It is bright, you know?
Yeah. I mean... John!
It is, man. It's bright. They put the tarp out a little
bit
ago.
Take a screenshot.
I got one. Yeah, I got you.
They need to... They need to flip the tarp over so that the dark side is up, because the sun right now is reflecting off the tarp, bouncing in here, and it looks like I'm on the sun.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about your eyes, like your retinas. Do you have?
Well,
you
that's
have...
why I put the sunglasses on. It was too bright. I couldn't see anything. Why do they do that, by the way? Why do we have reflective tarps? Why don't we have like dark colored tarps? Is there something about, you know, being able to use the sun's reflectivity to melt the rain or whatever?
Interesting. Maybe Nebraska should get a red tarp.
I can see that.
A red tarp would be good. Both teams that play here primarily, their main color is red.
Oh, that's right. People forget about the Salt Dogs.
Maybe
they have to be involved in these conversations.
Maybe you don't want to use a dark color because when it's time to roll up the tarp, you don't want to burn your fingies.
I think a white tarp still gets pretty hot, though.
But not as hot as a black
tarp. It all does. What, you know, the best one that I ever saw, and I think the Cubs still have it, their tarp is sponsored by Reynolds Wrap. And so it looks like a giant piece of aluminum.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Very reflective.
It goes over the field. But, yes, and, you know, it's now it's odd because usually when the tarp is out, that means the clouds are in and it's, you know, dark. And the rain is moving in. So it'll get darker here in a minute, but the problem is there's enough daylight, enough sunlight that it's just like beaming everywhere.
Oh, it's
just,
beaming. All right.
Yeah, you
there's
look
no
really
escape.
Funny.
Beam
yeah.
boy.
Yeah. There's no escape.
Plus
so.
That John's camera is horrible. As
yeah,
we
it
talk.
Makes it even better.
Yeah. So it's just,
oh,
yeah.
there he goes. He just left.
Oh, John
yeah.
left us. John,
well, I just looked at the screen. It's too distracting.
It's not distracting.
No, it's funny.
Not distracting at all.
Put yourself back in there.
John, we need to be on the stream. You need to have video. We need video.
I have video. I can see you guys.
We don't want a disembodied voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on. Come back, John.
Yeah, don't be disembodied, John.
I thought we were on radio.
Nope, we're not anymore. We used to just be radio only, but now
wait, so all that time we were talking about, wherever you listen or whatever, it's
still
AM radio?
Still YouTube.
Yep.
So is that a lie?
It's still YouTube radio.
Are we lying?
Yeah.
To the people.
Or online
John.
Radio.
There he is.
Yeah.
Let's go.
It's also
way
online radio. Go
bright.
To 1620thezone.com and listen to us
well,
live.
Well, I do want to address this.
Oh.
Because I think it's important. I think.
Jack Mitchell?
I think it. No. We have spent. Wait a minute. And I'm sure we'll spend some time on it.
Nice.
We spend enough time on teams that lose.
Oh.
Namely the one that plays across the interstate from here.
Some are calling them, John, the Jack Mitchell shutout experience.
Shutout?
Are you
shutout? No, it's not a shutout. It's no hit.
Yikes.
No hit.
That was a murder.
That's like
that
getting no hit in T-ball.
Yeah.
But,
anyway.
But I do wonder if we need an intervention for young Nick.
Intervention?
What did he do now?
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Oh,
now,
no.
Now, Nick, you're going to have to explain this because I'm a little in the weeds here, but...
What's ooch?
Yeah, well, you're... Your tweet reads, if I can read it through the reflection, I've created a game in...
Out of the Park 25.
Out
of the Park 25. It's a baseball simulation game.
Okay. Starting in the Midwest in 1871.
That's the earliest it would let me go.
Glad you didn't pick 1861.
Well, no, that's the earliest it would let me start, so I'm like, okay.
I plan to add expansion teams every 10 years.
Yep.
Season one is 85 games, introducing the first four teams of the American Baseball League. And you have added the Omaha Steer.
Yep.
the Des Moines Speed Boys,
yep,
the Chicago Wind,
uh-huh,
and the very ingeniously named Indianapolis Indies.
Yep. Did you make all these logos?
AI did.
Oh, you told me.
I thought you hated AI.
AI doesn't know much about 1871 art.
Apparently
none of
not.
These look like they would have been made in 1871. They didn't have color in 1871.
Nope. It's all a fan. It's a video game. It doesn't matter.
Interesting.
Well, if you want to be historically accurate, why didn't you just say you're going to start in 1971 instead of 1871?
Because I wanted to start in 1871.
So what's the question that we have here, Sean?
Well, do we need to have an intervention? I mean, Nick has, yes, gone from 0 to 100 when it comes to baseball, right?
That's a great point, John. Maybe you would say that he's doing too much too fast.
A bit?
No, it doesn't.
Is this a bit like he was accusing us of the Grimvitational being a bit?
I'm just worried about him drinking from the fire hose so heavily. And you're like three steps past the level of baseball that I'm even interested in.
Yeah, I never in my 40 plus years of being a baseball fan ever created a.
He watched a whole Orioles game.
Not a whole one. I got about 6 innings in before I did. Do this.
Six
how
innings.
Do you know how it ended?
He'll get back to it eventually.
Okay, good. Sometime in July, he'll get back to it. Oh, man, did you see the end of that Orioles game from 3 months ago? Why are you doing this, Nick? I'm curious.
I wanted to.
Oh, don't get defensive, Nick.
Defensive
Embrace
already.
The weirdness.
No,
embrace it.
That's not me getting defensive. That's the answer.
No, your tone. You had a
John,
tone.
Yeah, now let's punt. Eject.
Yeah, we triggered.
This isn't fun.
Not too late. Now we're going down with the
all
ship.
Right. I'm logging off. Have fun, guys.
This is going to be the
down
music
with the ship.
Thing. This is going to be the of music.
So what
thing.
Does this do? Is this? Do you actually play these games on the computer, or is it a simulator?
It's a simulator. I can jump in on whatever team that I want if I wanted to, but you can't control. It's not like The Show where you can time your swings and everything. It's just simulation. If you really want to get into the weeds, you can. I just want to be a commissioner and just watch and see how everything unfolds. Hands off.
And so how long does it take to like do a season?
I don't know. I haven't completed it yet. I'm still in the third day. Of the season
of 1871.
Yes.
Oh, we haven't had the American Baseball League expansion draft, is what you're saying?
No, not yet.
How long has it taken you to do 3 days?
I just started this,
like this afternoon.
I first set this up when we were in the airport in Vegas.
Oh, so a couple weeks.
Well, I haven't started it yet, though. My computer, I haven't been on it, so I just actually did it for the first time today.
Okay.
I had it running in the background when I was working.
Okay,
I had one game running.
Nick, how historically accurate is this league?
Well, not very.
I mean, is it
great
period
question.
Correct?
Yeah. Whites only, Nick?
I was going to ask. You know, yesterday, you know, was a very important day in the history of Major League Baseball. Is the American Baseball League going to follow the time scope of the major leagues, in this case, the original National League and the American Association, or is this going to be a very progressive 1871?
Well, I think it's already pretty progressive, just based off of the AI-generated players that it gives you.
There great point.
There are many people from many countries and many backgrounds already playing.
So we don't have to wait 76
many
years.
Many countries.
Yeah, many countries.
Wow. So should we have called this the World Baseball League?
Well, so my plan eventually, John, you know how I'm going to add an expansion team every 10 years? That's going to go beyond the United States.
I understand
my
that.
My plan is
Nick,
for it to go over the entire globe.
Do you understand, though, that you need to have an even number of teams in order to make your schedule work better?
Yes.
So shouldn't you have to add 2 expansion teams every time you expand?
Yeah, that's why I said expansion teams. I'm going to add 4 teams every 10 years.
Oh, I thought it said you were adding.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm adding 4 teams in different regions every 10 years.
How many teams are left?
So it's like the UFL.
It's going to be 1,000
like
teams.
Remember the Tuskers? The Florida Tuskers?
Tuskers.
Yeah.
This is
like that.
Because
wasn't that league like 5 teams or 6 teams, something really small early on? You don't remember the Florida Tuskers?
Probably. No, I don't remember the Florida Tuskers. What happened? What were they in?
They were in the.
They were in the same league
UFL.
As the Storm. Or the Storm Chasers, sorry. The
Nighthawks?
Jay
Nighthawks.
Gruden was their head coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the Tuskers.
Yeah. Jim Haslett was their head coach before that, but then he left to become a defensive coordinator for Washington in the NFL.
So the Nighthawks
in other
played
words,
the
he
Tuskers.
Got a real job.
Maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, but
they did. They hosted them. They beat them. And they won on the road, too.
When is opening day for your four-team league?
Opening day already happened. Like I said, I'm 3 days in.
Oh, who's winning?
It's tied between the Speed Boys and the Steer. The Steer did have a commanding lead, and then the Speed Boys evened it out.
Well, I mean, how can you have a commanding lead after only 3 days?
They were better than that. The Indies in Chicago are now tied, but the Indies were bad for a while for the first 2 days.
Okay.
Do real baseball players go on to these teams?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm kind of learning as I go with this game program thing.
And so you're just gonna keep us updated on Twitter as you go here?
I might. I haven't decided what I want to do yet.
Okay.
Not after John bullied him.
Is there a chance for labor strife in this league? I mean, are you gonna have to deal with the salary cap or the
free agency?
Honestly, probably, because I think there are scenarios and stuff that can just crop up and happen.
Oh, pandemic?
So, maybe.
So
there might
so
have to go through a couple.
As a commissioner, are you going to be a Bart Giamatti type commissioner or a Kennesaw Mountain Landis commissioner?
I don't know what those mean.
Those are people.
Kennesaw Mountain Landis was the commissioner that he was actually the first commissioner of baseball who basically led baseball out of the Black Sox scandal, but also probably held down certain people from playing the game until he died.
Mm. Otson with some good questions. What about the war? Will you have to deal with players leaving due to the war?
Yes. That could be fun to simulate. I don't know. I don't know what this game will have.
Remember the Great War.
Once we get to 1917.
What is the
out of the park? It's what it stands for.
How did you hear about this, Nick?
I don't know how I first found out about it.
How did you see this and hear about this? It's been around apparently since 1999.
Oh yeah, it's been around for a hot minute. Yeah.
So it's like is it a PC or computer program?
Yeah, computer. They have it on the phone too. You can also get it on your phone if you want.
Because you're going to expand around the world and it is 1871, will you be expanding into countries say like Germany before 1939.
Chance?
I don't know if I'll get to Germany.
There's the under.
I don't know if I'll get to Germany before 39.
Hey, speaking of Germany in 1939, I was looking at prominent review. No. You'll see what I'm doing here. I'm looking at reviewers of other iterations of this game. On March 24th, 2012, Kurt Schilling was given an early look at Out of the Park 13 and tweeted, "Wow, early first look at hashtag OOTP13. Seems like they really upped the bar. New UI is outstanding so far."
Kurt Schilling liked it.
There you go.
Interesting.
So is there a chance that Nick's league and Kurt Schilling's league could one day merge?
It sounds like Nick and Kurt Schilling are a handshake meme on views.
Well, the issue is Nick wants diversity in his league, and I don't think Kurt Schilling does. So a little disagreement, I guess. But that was an old version of the game. Nick is playing the new version of the game. Are you playing OOTP25?
I am.
I'm just saying that Nick and Kurt Schilling seem to have similar interests.
The video game?
Yeah.
Kurt Schilling was of video games for a while, I think, before he got into podcasting.
And then
he like didn't pay
stuff.
His employees or something. He got in trouble, among other
things.
We all
like Kurt Schilling better as a video game player than as a podcaster.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he's with Blaze TV now, Nick.
The website says it has spectacular depth. The entire history of MLB baseball from the late 1800s through today is at your fingertips.
Yeah, if you want. So I created my own league, but if you want, you can also just do actual real-life stats with real-life players. You can start in the 1900s, or you can start in 2024 if you want.
How much did it cost?
Yeah.
Well, $50.
Yeah, this one was $50, which is a price increase from the last few, but there's more. They've partnered with the MLB Hall of Fame or something.
Hmm. What does the woman whose lawn you mow think of this?
My girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh, I showed her last night. I'm like, you want to see this league I made? And she's like, cool. She said, very interesting.
She said, cool.
Very nice of her.
She didn't like
it. Did she stay in the room with you after this, or did she immediately get up and leave the room?
Nice. Good question,
stayed
John.
In the room.
Okay.
Duh.
I'm just trying to read,
well, John keeps
possible signs.
John is still living in this world where people who play video games are all just social outcasts when everybody plays video games.
No, here's the thing that you got to realize,
Nick,
John.
You are the one who admitted that you like to be in the house with a lot of cobwebs playing video games. It is a legitimate concern.
They're Halloween decorations, John.
I will say this. We've had this realization, I think, a couple times on this crossover, but the weirdos are cool now.
They are.
It's very odd. The normal sense of what we thought, John, were cool people, Josh, We're cool people. They are not cool anymore.
If you watch an 80s movie, it's backwards who the cool people
are.
It
is. Yeah. It is. All the weirdos are the cool ones now.
Yep.
Okay.
So maybe
they've taken over the world.
So Nick is cool.
Maybe Nick is
cool. I wouldn't
cool.
go that far.
I don't know if I'm that. So, I don't
but,
know if I'm
But
cool.
it's a different, like, we were cool, but Nick is also cool, and so it kind of distorts the meaning of cool altogether.
Yeah, so are quarterbacks in high school like losers now?
Yeah,
like,
they
look
suck.
At that guy. He's a quarterback.
Like, that guy gets detention. He doesn't do his homework on time. He must suck when everyone else thought that was cool.
It was interesting. A lot of the honors kids at Omaha North were actually the football players. Like, they were like the really good athletes were also the really smart kids. Not all of them.
That was when we
Which explains probably why Omaha North wasn't good in those days.
You stop it, John. Omaha North was very good. Very good. Just not the best.
It's changing.
Nick, when you start expansion, would you give Josh and I the honor of being able to name
the
teams?
Sure. Yes.
I'm going to expand east next. New York, for sure. I haven't decided
well,
the
of course,
other three.
Jim
Delaney.
East. That's where all the great teams are.
Nice.
The New York
I think my
cable
first
market.
Expansion team will be the UConn Huskies.
The New York Cable Market.
That's what that's actually called. The New York, cable,
New York
market.
Cable Market.
That's funny. Yeah.
I was floating with calling them the New York Apple.
The New York Apple.
New York Apple.
The Big Apple.
I think it's great that you should just call them UConn. Go UConn.
Go to the UConn
Go
Huskies.
UConn. Big East.
Then John can always root for the Big East no matter what it is. Even if it's a pretend video game.
That's awesome.
It might be confusing for the video game people to be like, why does a college have a pro team?
It doesn't matter. It's fake. It's a fake league.
Well, I mean, they're all pretty much pro teams now, aren't they?
That's true.
I just noticed there is a spelling error in Nick's
there is.
Tweet.
Oh, there
yeah.
is?
Yeah, yeah introducing, is. He spelled it wrong. Introducing.
Yeah, it's okay.
He's like Jack Mitchell. So, Nick, can like people, if you set
well,
out
remember,
a...
it's 1871. The education system wasn't as polished.
Different time. That's true. That actually might yep. be how they spelled introducing
people
back
were
in the
saying
1800s.
Introducing.
Old English.
Nick, did like if you can you send out a link where people could follow along to the league?
I don't know.
Like, can you share a public link?
Can you stream it? Can this be like the whatever the thing of the video game during COVID? What was that?
Alphabet playoff.
The alphabet playoff.
Yeah.
I probably could. Probably. Have to download some.
I'd root for the New York cable market.
You are of New York originally.
With their play-by-play man, John Sterling.
Mm.
That's why he left the Yankees.
Will,
this great new opportunity.
The 1881 New York cable market.
Will text in, how can Nick afford a new truck and an engagement ring?
That's interesting.
Engagement ring.
That's what Will said. Yeah.
Nick, do you have news?
No.
Congrats, Nick.
And $50 out-of-the-park baseball and... Tickling all the things that he has yeah. to buy to tickle.
Nick
chains.
Pretends he's poor, but it's because
LA
he keeps
Knight
buying
shirt.
Weird things.
Yeah, this is interesting. I kind of feel like he's not actually poor.
Mm-hmm. I think we're learning a lot about him.
Maybe
I'm pretty
he's
poor.
A liar.
I'm pretty poor.
But you, I mean,
you bought a $50 video game.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you're hoping that the next time
shirt.
You expand, that the franchise fees will help pay the
cable
rent,
markets.
You're selectively yeah. poor.
Well, what I was going to do is I was going to lock all of this behind a paywall. So if you want to access your favorite team in the league, you have to pay me $150
a year. To get money. Oh, my. $150.
A year.
It's like $50 to mow the lawn.
But you get access
Nick
to every game
capitalism.
Unless there's a blackout. If there's a blackout,
yeah,
you
really
you
do love capitalism,
it.
Nick.
Which, unfortunately, all four of these teams are going to be blacked out here.
Yeah, so if you live in Omaha, can you not watch the Omaha Steer?
Well, if you buy the Omaha Steer expansion on top of the American Baseball
Omaha
League.
Steer Plus?
Yeah.
Omaha Steer Plus.
By the way, I can watch the Royals now. I am
really?
I am watching via the Bally's Plus whatever.
Did you buy that?
It was gifted to me.
Whoa.
It was gifted.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Nice. Yeah, we have that. It was not gifted to us, so we pay for it.
Jeez.
Yeah. Sad. It's a real racket.
I honestly considered going back to cable. This whole YouTube TV thing, it's cost the same.
By the way, Theo has a comment on YouTube, I think for you, Happer.
Okay.
Dylan is pronounced Dylan, not Dylon.
What?
Interesting.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Dylon Raiola.
Yeah, not Rayola.
Raiola. Yeah.
I think it's Dylon.
Dylon?
We're still going to go with Dylon.
Works for me.
Dylon's good.
Maybe he'll quit.
All right, well,
I'm glad
we got some clarification. I was just wondering if we needed to do an intervention, but it sounds like you've thought this thing out, and as Connor's established, you are the new normal.
I've got big plans.
You're
the
cool.
new
we
normal.
We
are the oddballs. You are the normal.
Nick,
these uncertain times.
I think we're all just who we are.
That's a cool guy thing to say. Thank you, Nick.
Yes,
I appreciate
it is.
That. By the way, have you agreed to terms on the Grimvitational yet?
I haven't heard anything about the Grimvitational.
We have to get it past you first.
Yes, let's do it. I want to do it.
He wants to do it. He sounds sincere.
Yep, he definitely does.
Now we just need to sit down with the right folks. We figure out how we can do this.
Okay, perfect. Grimvitational.
As cheaply as possible.
Definitely. Well, I mean, you know.
Or as easily.
Rolf is chief.
I saw a lot of people there at Cunningham on Sunday.
I was there Sunday.
Were you?
I mean, if it just ends up being us and a few friends, yeah. I mean, that's as good. It's good for me, you know, because we might want to start small, like Nick's baseball league. It's only starting with four teams.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Cody says, crazy how Omaha got a major league team in 1871 with a population of only 19,000 people.
Mm, that was a big city back in the day, though.
That's true. It was a different time.
Also,
that's the railroad, baby.
Omaha. It's the Midwest in the 1800s after the Civil War. People are bored out of their minds. They're going to play baseball.
Mm.
New York is
too
busy.
And all the healthy males are in this part of the country because, you know, the ones that fought the Civil War are probably missing some limbs.
Exactly.
Mm.
So makes it harder for them to play ball.
R.I.P.
No, they're just missing some limbs.
R.I.P. their arms.
John, are you guys going to play baseball tonight at the ballpark?
I was told on the way in that, yes, we are playing baseball. But as I look out to the west or the east towards Memorial Stadium, I have seen lightning and rain.
Uh-oh.
Now, but it's moving that way. It's moving your way.
It is. The clouds are suddenly getting dark.
Big cloud is right there. Yeah.
Big cloud.
Yeah, and the tarp is still very bright and reflecting upon all of us.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, there was a comment earlier from Steve. They use a reflective tarp on the field because it helps prevent damage to the turf by reflecting the heat.
Oh.
So there you go.
Maybe they should stop using turf. Maybe they should use grass.
He means grass. He didn't mean it.
No, he meant grass.
Yeah, okay. He just...
And by the way, the field looks immaculate. They have done an excellent job here. It's very nice.
Oh, that's good.
It looks beautiful.
Well, let's hope we get to actually watch some baseball tonight.
I would love to watch some baseball on a beautiful green.
Are you going
tonight?
I don't think so because it's on the television.
Oh, okay.
So, but I'll
does
of course
it sound like you. You love going to things.
I'll turn down the sound and I'll turn up John and Nick.
Turn down.
Awesome.
For what?
That's a way to support
the zone. Yes.
Is it on?
I can confirm the game is of television.
Public
There's
media.
A big television camera right behind.
Or is it on BTN?
Right.
What's it on tonight?
The NP
the public
media.
Public
yes.
media.
Nice.
The artist formerly known as NET.
Nice.
Man.
I miss NET, though.
I do, too, because I still call it that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's easier to say.
It's hard for me to adjust. And the thing is, it's gone through many. It used to be just, I think it was NPTV when I was a kid at Nebraska Public Television, and then NETV.
Yes, NETV is what
N-E-T-V,
I remember
NETV,
as.
And then NET, and now Nebraska Public Media. NPM just doesn't work.
Doesn't roll off the tongue as well.
Why do they rebrand so much?
Did they do that around the country, too?
They did it so they could fold in all the other stuff.
I was been IPTV for years.
Hmm.
Yeah, I always remember IPTV.
Who doesn't PTV, John?
Nice.
Who doesn't PTV?
Nice. By the way, I'll leave you guys with this. So you guys are going to talk about Jack's bad softball team at some point. I just got a message from a listener that said the following.
Oh,
God.
This Jack Mitchell softball team cannot be real. How do you get no hit and slow pitch? I could have had a 0.20 blood alcohol content and have an eye patch on and still get a hit. Insane.
So I'll be honest. I talk to Jack a lot. I don't understand anything about this, and it seems that it is a ruse. It does.
Jack,
losing
Jack,
30-0 does not seem possible.
Zero hits.
It does not.
I reached out to Jack.
You'd have to be playing the 27 Yankees.
I reached out to Jack the other day and said, hey.
Or the 1871 Omaha team.
I know the thing's full, but if you need me to play second base.
Oh, God.
Oh, you'd be great
put
on
me
this
in.
Team.
Oh, you fit in.
And you'd be their three-hole hitter.
I said, I've never played softball before, and he's like, that's fine.
It can't get any worse. I mean, it literally cannot get any worse.
Obviously, none of these guys have ever played softball before.
Our boss is on his team.
He apparently grounded out to the catcher, which I didn't even think was possible.
What?
He took a big old swing and it went 2 feet.
And who was talking trash? Was Jack talking trash to the other team?
Was Jack talking trash?
No, your
limits.
That's
like saying, is the sun bright?
That, well, your face is giving us the answer to that question.
Yeah, yes, it is. It's very bright, especially after this reflective tarp. Jack, see, now we've spent the last 15 minutes, you know, questioning Nick. Nick only spent $50 on a computer program, right? And he could sit there and there's no humiliation. Jack takes fantasy sports to the next level by trying to make them reality. He always wanted to be a manager, and now we're finding out.
Yeah, but he apparently drafted all the worst players he could find.
Yeah. Again, Nick would be like an all-star on this team.
Well, apparently all of the amputated Civil War veterans joined Jack's softball team.
That needs to be your next expansion team.
Sir, you need
Jack Mitchell's softball team. We need them in there.
No, I think the Jack Mitchell softball experience will for sure get added in.
Excellent.
Excuse me, sir. We need you to swing with a bat, not your amputated leg.
It would explain why they're not getting on base. You swing with an arm, and she's going to rip right through it.
I might go in and make that Omaha's AAA team.
There you go.
Wow. Here's a question for you. Who should really be more embarrassed? Jack and his softball team, or the pitcher who gave up the 2 walks that kept it from being a perfect game last night?
That's a tough look for that guy.
See, I'll flip it the other way, John. I think it's actually more embarrassing to walk in slow-pitch softball than it is to do anything else.
Yeah, just
that
swing.
Means you have no interest in swinging the bat whatsoever.
It's pretty bad.
The count already starts at 1-1.
Does it really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
I didn't know that.
Or maybe it's 2-1.
What?
It depends on the league. I think it depends on the league.
I've never played
slow-pitch
softball.
2-1?
Like, if you walk that's in slow-pitch softball, that just means you're trying
you're
to walk.
You're one of the losers from what we were talking about earlier.
Yes, yes.
Austin says walk equals no pride.
Was the person who walked just did Jack, you know, there's a famous baseball story about Bill Veeck, the manager, the owner of the Cleveland baseball team, who sent up the midget Eddie Goodell.
Yeah.
Is that what Jack did? Did Jack pull the little person out of the dugout and say, please go out and draw a walk? We need a base runner.
Apparently they somehow loaded the bases with no outs and did not get any runs.
Or hits.
Wild. Well, how were they able to do that if they only had 2 walks?
I believe they reached on an error on the other.
Oh my God. That person must feel really bad then. I'm surprised the manager of the other team say, go play with them. Go play with them. You can't be on part of us. Go play.
So they will play once a week? Is this the thing?
I think it's a Monday night league, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So every Monday.
I think they're playing at 9:15 next week.
All right. Oh, that's way too late. Because I was going to say, do we need to go and do a show in Lincoln at one point this summer so we can be there to watch this? But 9:15 is a little past my bedtime.
Yeah, 9:15 is a little late.
Do they have any early games, John, like a 7 o'clock game?
I'm sure they do.
All right, we need to go watch them in person. I want to see this monstrosity in real life.
I almost wonder if we could put together a team and beat them.
Oh, probably.
That would be great. We can be the Omaha Steer.
I don't want to be involved with your pretend video game.
Yeah, your fake video game.
Well, it's a real video
game. I want to be the Omaha Cable Markets.
Omaha Cable Markets.
Media Market number 73 or whatever it is. Something like that. Yeah, I think we actually could. Unfortunately, I just don't, you know, I'm too
cool. Sales director Stacy is listening. She's like all the way in.
Oh, yeah. She's,
of course.
Yeah.
I feel too. I'm like, that stuff's kind of beneath me. No offense.
Could a team of the two most, and I've never played with them before, but the two most competitive softball, slow pitch softball players I've ever heard of, could a team of Stacy McElligott and Damon Benning beat the Jack Mitchell
softball
experience?
Well, would Damon actually show up? I thought Damon's whole bit was like he barely ever went there.
Exactly. So even if Damon doesn't show up, could Stacy and Damon beat the Jack Mitchell softball experience?
People forget Damon got drafted by Major League Baseball.
Yes. And he really cared, too.
He wanted to play
baseball. That was his biggest problem, is he cared too much.
Right.
It got a little over the top.
It's like when you do an interview with a job.
So
my biggest weakness is actually I care too much.
Nice. Good one.
Yeah.
So one of them would have to pitch and the other one would just play what? Like shortstop, probably?
I mean, it really doesn't matter, does it?
I mean, they'd be the best players.
The ball's not getting put in play.
That's true.
One can pitch and one can be the catcher.
By the way, I did just get a message that there are 6:15 games. So
okay, that's good.
I think we might have to do this, John.
That would be funny.
Mm-hmm. Nice summer night, having some brews and heckling Jack Mitchell's softball team. This sounds like a night.
Where do they play?
Mahoney.
Well, based on how this team is playing, I know there's a field open at the penitentiary, so.
Nice.
You know what? If they don't score a run this season, that should be their punishment is
jail?
They have to play the prison All-Stars at their home field.
Oh boy. Get rough. I don't think there's a mercy rule in that game.
John, they're playing. I just got the schedule to me. So they have a 6:15 game when I'm out of town, but then they have another 6:15 game the following Monday, May the 6th. They have a 6:15 game June 3rd and June 10th.
June, that seems like so far away.
What if we did
now?
The June 3rd one? That's before the College World Series. John isn't diving into prep nonstop all the time.
Just afraid that by watching that low quality of athleticism that it may affect my preparation.
It actually might, yeah.
World Series.
Oh man, that sounds fun. A little June baseball.
Like I'd have to yell out, "Hey guys, could you slow down there? I'm used to watching much worse athleticism." Mm-hmm.
By the way, I was just thinking about this yesterday because you guys wrote your vacations up on the board here.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is kind of nice. And we know when John's is. It's the week before the College World Series, even though it's not vacation.
It's pretend, yeah.
It's pretend vacation?
Yeah.
That's a great idea. I think I want to do that. Can we just all be gone the week before the College World Series?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Let's
vacation's a construct now.
Vacation's a construct, and they could install our new board. We could all leave for the College World Series.
Look at us, helping the company.
And we are prepared completely and totally for the College World Series.
We're okay to work marathon days after that.
And to get
Wait a minute. If we're leaving so we could prepare for the College World Series, Josh, what is Josh preparing for? Nothing?
The College World Series, John, when I host all those shows.
Many 30-minute shows.
And the three-hour shows. Don't forget about I do the Happer Show with you.
Sometimes.
Folks, these are going to be the best 30-minute shows between games you're ever going to hear. Never been preparing for them.
Sometimes
for a week.
They're 10 minutes.
You've never seen a show as good as the 30-minute shows.
That would
we're
be a
do.
Good 30-minute show. I would that love would to see it.
I love this idea, Happer. I think that we should run this by our boss.
Yep. That and the softball team.
Perfect.
Well, don't run the softball team by him. He would try to sabotage us because he's a part of the monstrosity.
Katie writes, "You should put a team of high school, or you could put a team of high school freshmen against Jack's team, and he'd still lose. It's so hard to get no hit in slow pitch softball. They should be ashamed."
They should be. It seems almost impossible.
It does.
I could not believe
I swear
it.
They're doing a bit. This has to be a bit.
I saw the 30-0 first, and then I was like, "Oh, okay, what? Wow, that's incredible." And then I saw the no hitter.
I'm confused.
I thought, wow.
About the rules of this league, because another team that I had played last night. They got run ruled.
Mm-hmm. What are you confused by?
Well, how come Jack's team didn't get run ruled?
Oh, they got run ruled.
No, they did.
Oh, they got to play a maximum of 3 innings.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was a full 9. I didn't see the box.
Minimum of three innings, yeah.
I believe SoPitch is, 6-inning games?
Full
regulation?
Yeah, you can go 6 and hopefully you get it in an hour or whatever. But, yeah, there's run rules after every inning. Mm. Just the minimum is 3 innings. You got to play 3.
Oh.
Or get to an hour.
Oh.
Jesse texts in, "Have Jimmy Allen do a show there, and you guys could be the guests." Thoughts, Happer?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to be a guest on that show.
Perfect.
Awesome. We have to drive all the way to Lincoln, though.
Yeah. That is the rough part about this whole bit. Yeah. But we could heckle Jack. That sounds fun.
That does sound
We should ask Jack to move one game to Friday so we can do One Beer Friday there.
Oh, that'd be fun.
It's not his lead.
Yeah, I don't think it's his call.
Chris of Montana says, "One of the strikeouts was actually called not swung at. Let that sink in."
Yeah, apparently, I heard about this, and I do know the identity of that person who had a strikeout looking, and it's shocking. It's shocking.
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 This
shocking.
Isn't good. Do I know
all
this
right.
person?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, boy.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We all do.
All right. Well, there you go. There's your crossover.
Thank you, Everlevel.
I'll continue. Yes, thank you, Everlevel.
Thank you,
Everlevel. For this great content.
Maybe Everlevel could come and build a concrete dome to block out the sun so I'm not staring into the beacon of bright sunlight.
That would be very nice of them.
It'd be nice, but I know they only repair driveways. Mm. All right. Well, we will be back, and we got a busy, busy program today as we're getting ready for what we hope will be baseball tonight here at Haymarket Park in Lincoln, Nebraska on 1620 The Zone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.